for today's daf, I just want to share with you a short, one or two few short things on today's daf. I'm going daf mem on the beis. It's a very interesting little piece of the world. The Gemara talks about making a bracha, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Making a bracha that does not have the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Malchus is not called a bracha. And the Gemara goes further to quote a Maimer Chazal to prove the point. Give me one moment to find the pasuk here in the Gemara and Daf Mem on the days. The Gemara here says the Omar Rav Kol Bracha She'ein Bo Hazkaras Hashem Ein a Bracha. Is not a bracha. The Gemara discusses in reference to a person who makes up his own brachas. Kama nohe paso, baruch hamokoim shebara. Right? The Gemara discusses all different examples where people invent their own brachas, not the formulation of Chazal. Is this a fulfillment of Birchas Hamozoin? Is it a fulfillment of the Birchas Hanen? And the Gemara says, you just can't make your own brachas. You have to have the Shem Hashem. You have to have Malchus. You have to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, or at least you have to say Baruch Rachamana. The word Rachamana. Was urged that you take note of the benediction from the Democrat the convention. So we know from the Republican convention, one of the people, the famous Soloveitchik, Mayor Soloveitchik, so he gave the invocation. But by the Democrats that are a conservative rabbi. Did you pay attention to this? There was a conservative rabbi. What was his name? Can we call him a rabbi? I forgot his name. So I was very, very curious. The only reason why I was curious because I forgot his name. I wouldn't even pay attention to this. But because of Rabbi Dr. Soloveitchik, I wanted to compare. What exactly is this benediction? What goes on by these? I never really pay much attention to this. These invocations and benedictions from before and after, and every day they do it. Every day Nachamo. Well, they do it only once. So I was very curious. So I watched the bishop. There was this Schwarza, this female bishop. And she did one, and then they had a conservative rabbi for the Democrats, and he said Rachamona, like just like Rabbi Salvation. He said Ribonish. I think he said Ribonish Shalaylan. Well, what did he say? He said, Rebbeinu Shalom, he said something in Hebrew. So he also said Hebrew, Rachamono. It just struck, and in today's daf, the Gemara says that the word Rachamono is equivalent to saying Hashem's name. It's Haskaras Hashem, to say Rachamono, the one who is all merciful. And in Slichos, see, one thing triggers something else. In the end of Slichos, the last thing you say at the end of Slichos, before you say Tachlan, pay attention to this, you say, Rachamonish Ziv, Rachamonish Perek, Rachamonish Rachamalon, Hashabah, Golov, Isman, Karev, the last three lines, you make use, you employ the shame of Rachmano multiple times. Yeah.
Don't we say, Baruch HaMavu Ben Kodesh Ulchor? Don't we say
those are not brachos? Those are statements. That's not brachos. When Shabbos, when you want to do melacha, you have to be mavel. You don't need to make a bracha. The bracha you make will be in the form of the nusach tefillah. That's right. But in order to permit yourself to do melacha,
you'll say
Baruch
Dayanemis.
There are times when you are required to make a halachic bracha. When the halacha requires a bracha, the Avil himself has to make the dynamics. He makes it with Hashem's name. But other people who are not mechuyev to make that bracha, they're just expressing their grief, their sorrow, they are not allowed to make a bracha. They're not required to make a bracha, so they just have a short form.
Okay. Say Rachman al Islam.
Right. Rachman al Islam is very good. That's Hashem's name. It's a very just interesting how this conservative rabbi, he awakened me to this Rabbi Soloveitchik said, Ribbono shel Olam. And then I was comparing notes with the Nusach, and he said, Rachamona. And then we came across this in the Daf. And the very interesting, the Gemara says, that's called a Haskara. And then I noticed in Slichos we say it at the very end. So there's something to it. But the point I want to make over here is the Gemara brings a pasuk. Okay? That's the point. The Gemara says, in Moshe Hashem's name, Yamar Brich Rachmana Mordi Ahai Pita, Avabina and Sholosh Brachos Yatza, the Gemara says, the Kamarav Nam Yatza, Ide Bracha, Yishon, I'm just rambling over here in the Gemara, Maika Mashmalon, Afgav, the Amr Beloshon Chol, Tanina, here we go. The Elu Nemorim Kash, the Elu Nemorim Choloshon, Parsha Saita, Vidui Meiser, Ukriashma, Utsfilo, Ubirchus, Hamos, and Itzrich, the Gemara answers. Okay, let's go line down. Here's what I'm looking for. Gufa, Amar Rav, after we know that you must make a bracha Shem Hashem, kol bracha Shem bo haskaras Hashem in a bracha. V'Rabbi Yochan Amar kol bracha Shem bo malchus in a bracha. Amar Abayecha, v'osed Rabbi Mustav, d'tanya. Oh, a pasuk. Now we come to the source. What's the source? Le'avarti mi mitzvah secha v'loy shochachti. I did not transgress your mitzvahs, and I did not forget. Mm-hmm. What's the repetition? Why does it... Now, this pasuk appears in what's called the Vidui Meiser. It was last week's parsha. Parshas Kisavoy, after Parshas Bikurim, in the fourth year of the cycle, of the seven-year cycle, after you've brought all of the Trumos and Maestros for the first 3 years, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, and you're not going to say the Beis HaMikdash, you make a declaration. And you say, Ribono Shel Olam, I did mine. Now you do yours. I have given the Kohen, the Levi, the Ger, the Yasam, the Almana. I have done what I'm supposed to do, and therefore you do yours. Hashki from the Mon Kachor. It's called Vidui Meiser. You confess. Why is it called a confession? It's not really a confession. There's explanations why. It is called a confession, but simply it means it's a declaration. It's a declaration. You make a declaration. Vidui means to declare. We translate as confess, that's not for now. And in part of that declaration, you say the following words, Le'avarti mi mitzvah secha, I did not transgress your commandments. V'loy shochachti, I did not forget. What do these two words mean? So the Gemara says, Le'avarti milivorchecha, I did not forget to bless you. V'loy shachachti milahaski shimcha Allah, and I did not forget to mention your name, to mention Hashem's name. The Ilu Malchus like Atani, so the Gemara says in the Chanam, you have to also say, other opinion when it says, I did not forget to say Hashem's name, and I did not forget to say Melech Ha'olam. So let me read you the Rashi, very interesting Rashi. I did not forget to bless you. What's the blessing? Baruch Asher. Kiddushanu b'mitzvah savit sivanu. Blessed are you, Hashem, who has sanctified us in His mitzvahs. Vitzivanu lahafrish truma u'maisa. So, what is Rashi telling us? Rashi says, come out the same thing in Chumash. Look in Chumash, Parash Kisavah, he says the same thing. What is going on here in Rashi? Rashi, first of all, tells a very chiddush. I did not forget, all the Gemara here is telling us, you must make a bracha before you do a mitzvah, which itself is a chiddush, because we learned the Gemara a few days ago that making brachos is a svara, also lahanas ba'olam hazeh b'loy bracha, and
the Gemara
at the end had no pasuk, gave up, and the Gemara said it's a svara, and the Gemara spoke of birchas hanenin. Okay, and here it appears that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to make a bracha, and not only is it a mitzvah d'oraisa to make a bracha. When we make a bracha on food, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shakol Nieh B'Dvaro. You don't pray.
You are talking about the language of the bracha now, where you are now.
Okay.
Or is it talking about the source, the makor?
Okay, so all these things come together. But when we make a regular bracha, you don't praise Hashem. It's more of an acknowledgement. Blessed are you. You are the source of all blessing. The word Baruch doesn't necessarily mean you are the source of all blessing. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. You are blessed. Are you Hashem, who is God, our God, Hashem, who is the King of the entire world. Shehakol Nieh B'Dvaro. Everything came into this world with your word. Baruch, you are the creator of the fruit of the earth. You are the creator of the fruit of the tree. You don't necessarily praise Hashem. Most of the brachas that we make on food are more focused on acknowledgments. We're not praising. It's not challah. What? It's not. You can say that baruch is a little bit of a praise, but more precisely, it's an expression of acknowledgement. We acknowledge that you are. But when it comes to this mitzvah, when it comes here to the mitzvah, comes to a mitzvah, especially over the mitzvah of Meiser, all of a sudden Rashi tells you, you make a bracha on a mitzvah, you don't just acknowledge. You praise Hashem. Asher, Baruch Ata, Baruch Asher, Kiddushanu b'mitzvah yisof, you have sanctified us with your commandments, and you have commanded us lahafresh truma mais. Why do we have to say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah? Why can't we say Baruch Ata, Asher Tzivanu lahafresh Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Tzivanu lahafresh truma mais? But why is that part of the Nusach HaBracha? All you have to say is, just like when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, on an apple, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Pirates. So when it comes to a mitzvah, exactly. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shetzivanu, you are blessed, Hashem, who is the King of the world, who has commanded us to do this mitzvah. Why are our Birchas HaMitzvah paired with the words that you have sanctified us with your commandments?
Because if you make a bracha on an apple, you don't eat an apple,
So that's what the word Vitzivanu means. We don't have a choice. We do not have a choice. We must take Lulav Esher. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shetzivanu, Shetzivanu, Al Netilas Lulav. Yes. Shetzivanu al achilas matzah. What's the difference?
The chiluk is, if you want to eat an apple, you eat an apple. There's no sibri, first of all, to eat an apple.
Yeah.
You eat an apple, you eat an apple. You want to eat a fruit, you eat. Well, you want to eat bread, you eat bread. You don't have to eat bread, you don't have to. Certain things in Elchem, you have to have a life.
Yeah.
Same, like you said before. There are things you
so the answer to your question is that the word Vitzivanu tells us that it's not optional.
But it raises you as a Jew.
But that's so. And I eat a fruit. You know what? Would you know how it also raises me when I eat a fruit and I thank Hashem for the fruit, bringing that into my body is also raises me, does something for me. Okay, I hear the point you make. I do hear the point you're making, but why should that point require the entire Klal Yisrael?
It's not discretionary.
The discretionary is covered with the word Vitzivanu. You're telling me another idea that there's also you have to, you're being raised to a holy level and you don't have that necessarily by food, which is not necessarily so. When you eat food al derech kedusha v'tahara, you've been raised also to a higher level of sanctity. So the word Vitzivanu, that's a simple answer. That is no question. The word Vitzivanu tells I have no choice. When it comes to a food, you don't say the word Vitzivanu. When it comes to a mitzvah, you have commanded us. I don't have a choice. So my question is, why do you have to praise Hashem with the two additional words, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah? These are words of praise. Why? Why are they here? Why is Rashi emphasizing that you have to praise Hashem when you do a mitzvah? So I saw a fascinating answer. Fascinating answer. That, where do we look? Let's take a step back. Birchas Hamos. How do you know that one is mechuyav to recite Birchas Hamos? Birchas Hamos. Because, how do you know, the Chalto Misavata, the Gzeres Kosev, what does the Gemara then say when it comes to the Bracha, it's Bracha Achareina? What are the Bracha Rishayna? Kal v'chomer. If when you're satisfied, you have to thank Hashem. Alach has kama. When you need Hashem, you have to thank Hashem that here you gave me food, and I'm hungry, and you're gonna satisfy my needs. When it comes to Meiser, it's incredible chiddush. When it comes to Meiser, true and Meiser are the only mitzvahs where Kadosh Baruch Hu commands us to thank Him, to praise Him when the mitzvah is over. Vidui Meiseris. When we finish bringing Meiser, let me take a chumash. This is an incredible idea, which totally changed the whole understanding of Birchas HaMitzvos. When it comes to Meiser, in Parshas Kisavo, after you finish being mafresh in Meiser, you have to make the declaration. There's a barocha acharoina after you give Chum Umaiser. There's no barocha acharoina after you live in Esrog. There's no barocha acharoina after you eat matzah. It's special. You make brachas hamasa, but you make a special brachas habracha acharoina for bracha mitzvah. Unbelievable. The Yomar Tov. It's not a mamash brach, but it's a nusach. It's a shelach. L'fayashim l'kecha. Biyarti, I did what I'm supposed to do. Biyarti, I kodesh m'abayis. V'gam nisativ, l'alili, l'ager, l'yasov, l'amon, v'chol mitzvascha. Like all the asher tzivi sani, l'yavarti mi mitzvach, l'shachachti, l'lachati v'yanu v'meni, l'varti mi mitomei, l'masadi mi mitomeis, shamati b'kol Hashem elokoi, asisi k'chol asher tzivi sani. And then you say, hashkifa Hashem, now you do yours. Hashkifa b'am kashkha min Hashem, uvarech esamcha yishol v'eishu adama. Here are the key words. Asher nosato lanu. And Lina, you've given us kasher nishpat lavoseinu eretz zovas cholu v'dvash. You praise Hashem in an indirect way, part of your request, Hashkifa, that the land that you've given us, what you promised our forefathers, a land of Eretz Zovas Cholov Dvash. Unbelievable. So there's a Birchas Shevach that comes after doing the mitzvah of Tshuma Maisim. Now go back to the Gemara. The Gemara is, how do you know you make a bracha? If Hashem told you to make a bracha and thank Hashem when you finish eating, when you're satisfied, the Gemara's kal v'chomer, you must make a bracha. With kal v'chomer, it's not enough now to the lamb, this is the kal v'chomer. But it's the kal. If afterwards you're mechuyev to do so, so certainly you're mechuyev to thank Hashem before to acknowledge. If you have to acknowledge after, certainly you have to acknowledge before. Same thing. Do you know why you add those two words into Truman Meiser? Asher kiddishonu b'mitzvoisav. Before you give Truman Meiser, unlike, and you don't just say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher tzivanu l'hafes Truman Meiser, it's kal v'chomer. Because since by Tshuma Maaser, when it's over, you have to thank Hashem for what you have. Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvash, Asher Nosato Lanu, you gave us this land, Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvash, Kal V'Choymer, you have to thank Hashem, praise Hashem before you do the mitzvah. Unbelievable. And then by extension, once we know there's such a concept by Truman Meiser, we apply it to all mitzvahs to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything about this? Make brachas mitzvahs all the time. Brachas mitzvahs, all you should really be making is Asher Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You are the source of all blessing. You have to say, acknowledge Hashem Malchus Melech HaOlam Asher Tzivanu Alatilas lulav. No, is that what you say? Asher kiddushanu, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayisav. Hashem, you sanctified us with your commandments. We're praising you. You sanctified us. Why? Because we learned this bracha from the mother of all brachas. The mother of all birchas hamitzvahs is Tshuma Maaser. Because Tshuma Maaser, it says, Asher, it says by Tshuma Maaser, it says, l'shachachti. I made the bracha rishayna. And why is the bracha rishayna include the shevach? Because there's a bracha acharoina for the birchas hamitzvahs of Tshumas HaMaisras. Of vidui maiser. Not a bracha, but it's a vidui. And in that vidui there's shevach. And the Gemara tells us if there's something that comes after, there's shevach after, kol shekein there should be shevach before. So in Mela, when we combine the fact that it says, lo yavarti mi mitzvasech lo shechachti, which is the skeleton bracha, and then we have the kal v'chomer, which pairs it with shevach, we have now a whole new type of bracha for Tshuma Maaser. And once this is the mild prototype of brachas for Tshuma Maaser, we're going to apply this to all the mitzvahs that always say, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah. Fascinating insight to understand the brachas. What?
Maybe I can understand you taking the bracha of
Chana. Because the Gemara and bracha
so
says,
make a bracha of Chana,
right?
And it's a mitzvah. And
the pasuk tells make a bracha rishayna. Lo'avardi min mitzvah sech v'le'shachachli is the bracha rishayna. How do you know that there's shevach that's padded? Because since there's vidui, which comes afterwards, and in the vidui there's shevach, and we have the kal v'chomer from the Gemara, anything which comes after comes before. So we take the sherech that comes out there and we insert it into the bracha that comes before. And that is the prototype for all the mitzvahs.